Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I am Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
We're continuing to talk about a wonderfully weird world. That is the world that is being introduced to us through the program Nature's Weirdest Events on Animal Planet. Maybe some of you like to watch those, I guess, science channels like National Geographic and Animal Planet.
Not
and
me.
Discovery. Yeah, I tend to like them because all the other channels kind of produce a bunch of bunch of garbage, basically.
No, no, no.
Well, not really. Sometimes there's just nothing good on.
There's the one channel that takes us to different countries and their cooking shows. I like that one.
Which channel is that? Travel and Living or
TLC.
Something? TLC. Exactly. But I consider that one of the documentary channels or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But we did begin to talk about this new program on Animal Planet last time.
Very cool.
And again, the title is Nature's Weirdest Events. It is very cool, as you said. And we talked about some weird things they're introducing us to. Weird things, strange, bizarre, eerie things that happen in the world. And we got to find out about silk caterpillar spinning webs in Rotterdam. What the heck were they doing that for? These
Who
webs
knows?
Were covering trees. Yeah, we kind of figured out they liked the leaves on the trees, so that would explain why they spin webs on the trees. But why the heck would they do that on park benches and cars and fire hydrants and all that kind of stuff? Why the heck would they do that? We didn't tell you because you're supposed to watch the TV show yourself.
And something else we talked about was a really creepy isopod that's nicknamed the tongue biter that swims into a fish's mouth and does something. We're not really sure, but it's something disgusting.
Yeah, Donna Corley knows what happened in there, but you're going to have to tune into this program to find out exactly what that bug, what that creature did inside the fish's mouth. Well, today we're going to talk about some other bizarre things that are happening in the world. Let's get to it here. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson today, and then we'll talk about it.
Nature has a habit of doing the unexpected, and residents of a small town in Arkansas, U.S., experienced that on December 31st, 2010. Just before midnight, a series of loud booms frightened a 5,000-strong flock of red-winged blackbirds from their rest. Anticipating a fireworks display, everyone was shocked to see the startled birds falling from the sky instead. Stunned, they watched as men in hazard suits cleared up the birds the next day. What was it that scared these birds to death? Fortunately, nature's not always so spooky. When the ocean waves turned to foam in 2007, residents of Yamba, Australia, were whipped into a frenzy. Crowds of people made their way to the beach to join in a giant foam party. Tourists and locals enjoyed their day at the Cappuccino Coast, and luckily, no harm came to the environment or the people delighting in the coffee-like waves. That still didn't stop scientists from wanting to find out what these whipped waves were made of, though. From mysterious to peculiar, these events leave the world in awe. Sometimes, the phenomena are even considered beautiful. Take, for instance, the Milky Seas. Sea captains all over the world describe what appear to be gleaming lights coming from the oceans. Howell Phillips, who crossed one of these Milky Seas in 1982, says, "You felt as if you were in a sphere of light, stretched from horizon to horizon." Luckily, satellites are now able to prove that Phillips' story isn't just a tall tale. However, to find out the truth about each of these mysterious events, you'll have to investigate for yourself by watching Nature's Weirdest Events.
Okay, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson, shall we? Again, we're talking about a TV show on Animal Planet called Nature's Weirdest Events. And so let's jump right into it here. In the first paragraph here, it says, "Nature has a habit of doing the unexpected." If you have the habit of doing something, it means you often do this. It's your habit. And residents of a small town in Arkansas, USA, experienced that on December 31st, 2010. So if you're a resident of some place, that means you live there. This is a small town in Arkansas, which is a state in the southern United States. It's north of Louisiana, south of Missouri, and east of Texas, and west of Mississippi, I believe.
That's really good, Tom.
Yeah, Arkansas is down there south.
You really know your geography.
Well, it's actually two states down from my home state.
Oh, okay.
So if you know that, then you know which state I'm from. But in any case here, this is a small town there, and something weird happened on December 31st, 2010, which is New Year's Eve. Maybe they were going to have some fireworks or something like that.
Yeah, because that's usually what takes place. Just before midnight, several of these things happened. A series of loud booms frightened a 5,000-strong flock of red-winged blackbirds from their rest. Mm. Boom is a word that actually is a sound word. It sounds just like it sounds.
Yeah, onomatopoeia is what that's called. Like zip or zoom.
Buzz.
Exactly. Those are words that describe the sound. Chinese has them too.
Yeah.
In this particular case, they were talking about the sound of an explosion. Boom.
It's loud, yeah.
Like a bomb will go boom.
Boom.
Or there's a sonic boom when an airplane goes faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah.
Then you get a sonic boom. But these people, the residents of this small town, heard these loud booms, but these booms frightened a lot of birds there, a flock of red-winged blackbirds. They're kind of cute. They're blackbirds with little red spots on their wings.
Oh.
And, of course, birds fly in flocks. That's the word to describe a bunch of birds together. It was 5,000 strong, which means there were 5,000 members in this flock of red-winged blackbirds.
Well, the people that were there at the time were actually waiting for a fireworks show or a fireworks display. And it says here they were anticipating a fireworks display. If you're anticipating something, you're waiting for it. You're kind of excited about it. And they were sitting there waiting for the fireworks to start when they heard the sound. And they were shocked to see these startled or scared, if you're startled, something scares you, startled birds falling from the sky instead. Something actually killed these birds. They weren't just flying up because something scared them. They were actually scared to death. Something killed them, and they were falling from the sky. So they heard this boom, looked up, and saw birds falling from the sky. Weird.
My goodness. So all these birds fell out of the sky, and nobody really knows why. So stunned, the residents, they were stunned. They were pretty surprised by this. What the heck are all those birds doing falling out of the sky
like that?
Well, the residents watched as men in hazard suits cleared up the birds the next day. So if you're cleaning up an area that is polluted or contaminated, then you're probably going to have to use a hazard suit. It completely covers your body so that radiation or germs don't get in.
Poison.
Like when they were trying to clean up that nuclear reactor in Japan after the earthquake a couple of years ago. They were all wearing hazard suits. And so these people were wearing hazard suits, cleaning up the birds the next day. So, my goodness, something terrible must have happened. Was there a nuclear explosion or something that killed those birds?
Crazy.
It just doesn't say here. You're going to have to tune in to find out.
Our writer, Erin, is really good because she doesn't give away what really happened. So we're not going to tell either. You're going to have to watch the Animal Planet's Nature's Weirdest Events. Now, fortunately, nature's not always so spooky. Spooky is a word that means scary. Mm. For example, sometimes when you go into a haunted house, you can say, ooh, it's so spooky here.
So scary.
Yeah.
It's very frightening, and it might remind you of ghosts and stuff like that, and evil spirits and stuff like that. So, yes, sometimes nature is not always so spooky. Let's talk about something that happened in Australia here way back in 2007. When the ocean waves turned to foam in 2007, residents of Yamba, Australia, were whipped into a frenzy. Interesting choice of words there. We'll explain that in just a second. But in any case, we're talking about foam here. That's like a whole bunch of bubbles that are together. And it's usually kind of thick. Like if you drink beer, there will be foam on the top of the beer in the glass. Usually, that's called the head. And then if you're having a cappuccino or a latte, you'll have this milk foam on the top of your coffee.
Or root beer. I love root beer.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah. There's all that white foam at the top. Well, these residents down there in Australia were whipped into a frenzy. If you whip something, you stir it very quickly and it produces bubbles of air. Whipping cream is often whipped really fast, and it produces those bubbles. If you're whipped into a frenzy, it's a phrase we use to talk about people who are so excited, they kind of go crazy. So if you're in a frenzy, you're very, very anxious, and usually something's happened that's really troubling you. So if you're whipped into a frenzy, you're kind of going crazy.
You can imagine if Taiwan's baseball team won the World Cup of Baseball, the people of Taiwan would be whipped into a frenzy. They would go nuts. They'd go crazy. They'd be so happy and so excited. So in any case, yes, this foam in the ocean whips those people into a frenzy. What happened is crowds of people made their way to the beach to join in a giant foam party. So you've got crowds of people, lots of people in lots of different groups. If you make your way someplace, that means you just go there.
Uh-huh.
It's just a fancy way of saying you're going somewhere, riding on the school bus, making our way to school. That's a popular children's song here. And they went to the beach because there was this big foam party. There was foam all over the place. People were crazy. Wow, look at all this foam. We can pretend that we're old men and put it on our faces and act like it's a beard or something, or cover ourselves and try to wipe it off. Oh, this is so much fun.
I wonder if someone dumped soap into the ocean in large quantities. Yeah, lots of soap. Soap would do that. Tourists and locals, people who lived in the area, they enjoyed their day at the Cappuccino Coast, is what they're calling it, because it was like cappuccino in the ocean. There was so much foam. And luckily, no harm came to the environment. So it didn't hurt any of the fish or sea creatures. So whatever was making the foam wasn't harmful to the environment or harmful to the people who were out there enjoying all that foam. They were probably playing in the water, enjoying the foam. It says here they were delighting in coffee-like waves. So if you delight in something, something's very entertaining to you, you get a lot of pleasure from it to delight in. That still didn't stop scientists from wanting to know, hey, what's whipping all these waves into foam? What's causing this stuff anyway?
How could that have happened? And we'll talk some more about what's being introduced in this TV program in just a second. Right now it's time to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要继续看第十一单元。好，我们呢介绍了一个 Animal Planet 动物星球频道上的一个节目。那这个节目内容是要介绍大自然里面让你觉得很奇异的一些情况。那我们看上一次提到了两种，今天要看另外三个让人目瞪口呆的事。好，首先来看看地点是在美国阿肯色州，时间是2010年。那当时很奇怪的就是半夜里面突然轰隆巨响，结果呢，这边提到 A 5,000 strong flock of red-winged blackbirds， 这种鸟它数量上他说5,000 strong， 好，我们先看这里哦。strong 接在一个数字后面，其实就是不只有这个数字而已，就是超过5000，多于5000，这么多的什么鸟啊？这个鸟叫做红翅黑鹂鸟。那这个鸟呢，它们突然全部都吓死了，从天空中掉下来。好，这真的是很可怕，因为从来没有这种现象过。不过我们还要再提一个哦， flock 提到这些鸟，我们知道我们说过动物啊，你用什么样的单位来描述它，在英文里面是很特别的。因为呢，不同的种类的动物或是不同大小的动物，你用的字会不太相同。那谈鸟呢，我们用 flock， 所以这边要特别留意哦。那当然除了鸟之外， sheep、goats 这种比较小型一点的哦，那我们就会用 flock。好，再来，下面这句就说，当天其实呢，本来大家，你知道吗，12月31号，那是等于是除夕，第二天就是过年，所以本来应该你期待的是烟火表演，所以他用到 anticipating， 这是一个分词，也就是你如果要解释它，可以说是 well, everyone was anticipating fireworks display， 大家都想看的是什么？那我们知道分词构句里面表示主动语态的，你就把动词加 ing。 结果呢，没想到看到的不是烟火，而是掉下来的鸟，这真的是非常奇怪了。介绍完这个之后，我们再来看，那其实大自然也不一定都是这么的 spooky， 这么的阴森，这么的可怕。那下面这个例子呢，就比较有趣了。时间是2007年，那时候呢，竟然是海浪变成什么 foam 泡沫。想想看，海水的波浪过来的时候，竟然是像一阵一阵的泡沫一样。好，所以这里他说这个地点是在 Australia， 也就是在澳洲。那当时的居民呢，整个都陷入了疯狂。好，谈到他们陷入疯狂的时候，他说到这边的人啊 were whipped into a frenzy。 好， frenzy 其实就代表疯狂。那我们知道 whip 这个像你打蛋的那个动作，那个搅拌的动作，所以说当你讲 whip somebody into something， 这个意思其实就是好像让你一阵让你变得如何，所以这个片语可能比较特别，大家要注意。好，当时的那边的居民陷入了疯狂，大家都跑到海滩去，然后参加这个泡沫派对，而且他们呢还说它是一个 cappuccino coast， 这个海岸就像咖啡一样，因为我们知道咖啡 cappuccino 上面这样子的那种泡沫型奶泡的样子哦，真的是很有趣。不过这其实带来的是很美好的一天，只是问题来了，科学家们当然要了解到底是怎么一回事。好，我们看这句话，科学家们想要 find out what these whipped waves were made of。 好了， what 其实这个字哦，在英文里面我们要说它引导出来的一个子句呢，经常它可以当名词或当受词，像这边就是受词。那这个名词子句里面的 what， 我们说它是什么字啊，它其实是一个复合冠带，有时候呢为了方便起见，还会跟大家讲说你可以把 what 把它转换成 the thing that something that 加子句，这样子好像就比较容易了解啊。好咯，就是要弄懂到底是怎么搞的，这些海浪是用什么去组成的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue to talk about our article for today. Again, we're talking about a program on Animal Planet called Nature's Weirdest Events. And we were just talking about this foam in the ocean in Australia way back in 2007. And people are going crazy there over this foam. They were having a great time because this foam or all these bubbles were at the beach there. And later on, we found out that, the foam didn't cause any environmental damage, but the scientists needed to check it out. They took some of the foam there and probably did some experiments on it or did some chemical analysis. And later on, they were able to probably come up with an explanation. But again, we're not going to let the cat out of the bag. We're not going to spill the beans here because, hey, you guys would probably not watch the program if we told you the answer here. So you got to watch the show to find out for yourself.
Tom just used two really great idioms that you'll often often see or hear. They're both spoken and written. And one is spill the beans, which means you give away a secret, you tell a secret. Or what? Let the cat out of the bag. If you let the cat out of the bag, you're telling a secret. You're supposed to keep quiet. Mm. If someone has a surprise birthday party, your friend might tell you, don't let the cat out of the bag. Yeah. So don't let the person know.
Don't let Jill know or she won't be surprised when we surprise her for her 30th birthday. But in any case here, yes, indeed, the scientists probably figured out what that foam was all about. But again, you're going to have to tune in yourself to find out the answer. Now let's move on now to the final paragraph here. It says, from mysterious to peculiar, these events leave the world in awe. So we're talking about a range of things here from to. So this program has mysterious things, which are things we don't know about, and we need to find the answer to them. And the word peculiar here just means kind of a strange or unusual. Okay, so sometimes people act peculiarly. They're peculiar people. They're kind of unusual. Yeah, Joe, he's interesting, but
strange, odd.
And actually speaks English with this kind of strange accent. He's from Saskatchewan, you know, so he's got a little bit of a Canadian accent there. So to people who are not used to the accent, it might sound kind of peculiar.
And if these things are peculiar or mysterious, sometimes they leave people in awe. So some of these events we're talking about are kind of crazy. If you're in awe, and notice we have to use that preposition in awe, it means you have a feeling of wonder, of maybe respect, mixed with a little bit of fear sometimes because you don't know what's going on. So you can be left in awe. Someone's talent can leave you in awe if someone's really gifted and really skilled or talented. Now, sometimes the phenomena are even considered beautiful. Phenomena here is the plural form of the word phenomenon, which is a word we use to describe things that we don't actually know everything about. Some physical things in nature, especially in science, that we kind of don't actually understand everything about them. We'll often term them as some sort of phenomenon, or phenomena, again, is the plural form.
Yes, indeed. Phenomenon is the singular form. So I could say, for example, a tornado is a powerful force in nature. It is a powerful phenomenon, which is, again, something that happens in nature that is kind of unusual, strange, and difficult to explain. Now, yes, indeed, sometimes the phenomena are considered beautiful. Yes, sometimes they're bizarre, weird, strange. But on the other hand, or the other side of the coin here, things can be beautiful. They can actually be quite awesome.
Now take, for instance, here's an example. Instead of saying, for example, you can use this phrase, take for instance, and then put what you want to talk about next. We want to talk about the Milky Seas. Sea captains, guys who are captains of their own ships all over the world, describe what appear to be gleaming lights coming from the oceans. Ocean is a non-count noun, but we're referring to all the oceans around the planet or around the globe when we use the plural form oceans. What does gleaming mean? If lights are gleaming, it means they're shining very brightly. Someone
they
can have gleaming teeth, right?
Yeah, if you brush your teeth every day, you might have gleaming teeth. So watch out. You might blind someone with your bright teeth here.
That was the name of a toothpaste.
I remember that. I was wondering what happened to it. I guess they don't make it anymore.
Oh, really?
Gleam. I haven't seen that in many years. But in any case here, ship captains or sea captains, you know, people who operate boats in the oceans, they saw something that looked like gleaming lights coming from the oceans, like lights coming from under the water. Well, we've got someone by the name of Howell Phillips, and he crossed one of these Milky Seas way back in 1982. And he says, you felt as if you were in a sphere of light stretched from horizon to horizon. I hope I sounded like a ship captain there.
Of course you
they
did.
They kind of talk with a kind of a voice like this. Yeah, you thought you were in a sphere of light. Well, here, sphere just refers to a three-dimensional circular shape, like the Earth is a sphere.
Like or a globe.
A globe, yeah. A basketball is a sphere. A baseball is a sphere. So, yes, you thought you were in this kind of sphere of light, which stretched from horizon to horizon.
If you stretch something, it's almost like you take something, you pull it very tightly from one point to another. For example, a rubber band can stretch quite far. Mm-hmm. Here, he's saying the light looked like it stretched from horizon to horizon. The horizon, of course, refers to that line where the Earth's surface and the sky meet. So that's a horizon. So it's kind of an interesting description.
Yeah, basically it's just describing from one part of the ocean to the other, basically in all directions, from horizon to horizon. And so it stretched from those places, basically all over the place. And luckily, satellites are now able to prove that Phillips's story isn't just a tall tale. A satellite, of course, is a kind of machine floating in space. Uh-huh. There are communication satellites and stuff like that. And satellites also sometimes take pictures of the Earth below. And I guess the satellites were instrumental or useful in solving this mystery. What is causing those lights in the ocean?
Cool. And they were able to prove or give evidence that Phillips' story isn't just a tall tale. A tale is a story. Usually it's either fiction or a true story. But if you add the adjective tall to it, a tall tale means it's not true. It's a story that someone's made up.
Or it's kind of stretched the truth.
Yeah, sometimes we'll say they're big whoppers. So some of those stories aren't true at all. Hmm. Anyway, it's interesting because now he has physical evidence, scientific evidence, to prove that his story all these years was true because it almost sounds like he's making it up.
And again, yes, it does sound like that. And again, our writer here is not giving us the answer here because she would like you to actually watch this TV show yourself. And that's good advice because that way you can practice your listening comprehension. However, to find out the truth about each of these mysterious events, you'll have to investigate for yourself by watching Nature's Weirdest Events. So again, these are mysterious events, and you'll have to investigate for yourself. If you investigate, you gather information, you talk to people, and you try to solve a mystery.
Check it
That's
out.
What detectives do.
Yes.
They investigate a crime.
Or police, right.
Yeah.
We sure hope you'll give it a shot. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接下来呢，下面这一段呢， 我们谈到了， 神秘的，古怪的， 大家因此就会对自然界产生敬畏。 不过呢， 也有一些是美丽的现象， 下面要提的叫做荧光海。 这些在海上航行的船长们， 他们说， 有的时候你在海洋上会看到这样闪亮的光芒。 那时间在1982年， 这里当时呢， 这个人他 亲眼目睹了那个状况， 那他说那个感觉像什么呢？ 这边他提到， You felt as if you were in a sphere of light. 好， 我们来看到 as if， as if 这个片语呢， 它就是好像， 仿佛， 仿若。 那这个片语其实用起来比较特别的就是， 它有时候呢， 因为讲说好像， 仿佛， 接下来讲的 可能不是真的， 就是好像那样， 可是其实不是。 所以如果你要强调跟现实不同的， 你会用到假设语气。 所以be动词如果讲现在， 就会用过去式。 那甚至有时候你看到过去分词， 用过去完成式。 那我们来看看这个地方呢， 他说到你感觉好像是怎么样， as if 它不一定要用假设。 如果你觉得那个感觉是真实的， 简直就是如身历其境一般。 以这边来说， You felt as if you were in a sphere of light， 这个倒也不一定是假的， 它其实时态上还是保留原来的过去式。 好， 那我们今天的解释就到这里咯， 下一次见。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy watching nature's weirdest events. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.